Just don't push that big red one and we'll be fine, okay? All good, Richo?
Yeah.
Erin, good morning. How
good
are you?
Good morning, guys.
We have got Richo in the studio with us this morning. Power match number 4, very exciting.
There you go, very exciting.
Now, something else that's pretty exciting is the stats that Australian Ninja Warrior got.
Yeah, and look, I thought this show would do quite well because it's very family appealing and the families did tune into it on Sunday night and it was the biggest rating show in 5 years to launch in Australia, excluding sport and miniseries, so it did 1.68 million nationally on Sunday night, which is huge. I think The Voice did 2.2 million in 2012, so that kind of shows you, we haven't had any big numbers for a while on the box in terms of, big launches, but they're stripping it over 3 nights. It'll show again tonight on Channel 9, and then 9 will have the State of Origin tomorrow night. So I think they might have a win on their hands for this week over Channel 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very
good for them.
Studio 10 extending their show by an hour. Apparently they're doing something right as well.
Yeah, they've been quite successful this year. They've had a 15% lift in their audience, which is great for the show because, as we know, when it started out, there were lots of critics and people were saying, you know, it should get off air and this type of thing. But, you know, the breakfast, they don't have the breakfast TV lead-in. So now, they'll be going from 8:30 till noon from July 24.
That's a big show.
Yeah, it is a big show to be live. But, you know, those guys are professionals. So, it'll be good to see that for an extra hour each day. Yeah.
Now, Erin, shocking news over the weekend for fans of True Blood.
Oh, it was. So Nelson Ellis, he was only 39, he passed away over the weekend and overnight it's been revealed that he did die from alcohol-related complications. So it was revealed on the weekend that he, he did have a bit of an addiction problem. But yeah, that's come out overnight, which is very sad. So young.
It really is. Oh, so sad. Rob Kardashian.
I don't know if this is so sad. He's always learning himself in hot water with Blac Chyna.
It's not surprising, let's be honest.
It's not surprising. She's obviously put on a bit of a show in LA overnight. She's gone to court to get a restraining order on him, looking all prim and proper. She's been granted that, and of course this comes after he released some revenge porn images on his social media on the weekend.
Stupid boy. What is he doing?
I know. Poor Rob. You kind of feel sorry for him. He's that Kardashian that's always in the headlines for the wrong reasons, and I'm sure he gets an earful from his sisters.
Well, when you
this
do
goes
stupid
down.
Things like that, you deserve to be in the
exactly.
Pretty much.
Now, Game of Thrones.
Hello.
Something
not
I don't know
long.
That much about.
Oh my goodness! Not long until it launches, July 17. Yeah. And Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys, has thrown fans into a spin overnight by admitting to Rolling Stone magazine that next season will be her last. And obviously next season plays out next year, so we're up to season 7 when it comes back next week. But, yeah, she's saying there might be sequels and prequels, but she won't be back for
she's
them.
Not which, doing it.
Yeah, which is a bit of a bummer because people love Daenerys. So, look, we'll see. I mean, we had Kit Harington saying Jon Snow wasn't coming back either, and he's back on there, so we'll see what happens.
I'm all over that guy.
Exactly.
I guess that means she won't be taking the Iron Throne then if she's on her way out.
Well, you know, she's still got 2 seasons left, so when it comes back to 2017, there's plenty of time.
That's true. It is Game of Thrones.
It is.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Erin.
Thank you.
We'll catch you next week.